Good morning, everyone. Before I start this morning, I want to tell you, somebody is going to get irritated and upset with me before I'm done with this. I know good and well somebody is not going to like it. Because in making this talk, I got on my own feet. It upset me too before I got done with it. So if you're offended, I'm not going to be sorry, because it hits all of us. And it fits me right between the eyes. I'm going to talk about criticism. It's all through the Bible. People don't think about it, but it is all through the Bible. Criticism is in there. There's a time and place for healthy criticism. When a person is living openly or engaging in a lifestyle that's not pleasing to God, that criticism can be healing or redemptive. That's truly constructive criticism. But for the most part, criticism today in this world is meant to degrade your human, make somebody feel inhuman, to make the person doing the criticizing look better in life. How many times have you worked with somebody that always making somebody down to make themselves look better with the boss? I've been in that circumstance so many times I can't count on both hands, toes, and feet. Somebody's always trying to make themselves look better with the boss, criticizing everybody else in the company. That's wrong. That's sinful. I don't think God wants it that way. How should you respond to criticism? Lots of times, including me, you criticize me, I get offended and upset, I may retaliate. Some people do every time you criticize them. That's what I mean. You're not going to like what I'm going to say to you, because you probably may get upset if you get criticized. One of the hardest things to do when you get criticized is to stay calm. Stop to think about that. That's one of the hardest things in the world to do when you get criticized, is stay calm. First instinct is retaliate. Some people do it physically. When an honest person witnesses the truth, a false person will tell lies. Some people are good at making cutting remarks. But word of the wise will bring it healing. Back in the book of Proverbs, I said this stuff is all through both testaments of the book. The wise man who wrote Proverbs says in Proverbs 12th chapter, the way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that heareth and counsel is wise. A fool is a day to be known by his anger, but he that covereth shame is wise. He that speaketh truth will show righteousness, but a false witness will use deceit. That goes clear back in the book of Proverbs. The hardest thing to do when you're criticized is not lash out at somebody. Lash back at them. But the thing of it is, you have to remember, consider one thing. Is this coming from a person that speaks the truth, or somebody that's constantly trying to provoke somebody? Another hard thing is to try to ask yourself, is this criticism meant to hurt or to heal? When I start thinking about criticism that was meant to hurt, I go back and think about Job. How many times in the life of Job did his friends criticize him? Even his wife told him to curse God and die. She criticized him because she didn't like what he was doing, standing up for God. But he was standing up for God. If we do that, we're going to face criticism in life. That's what makes it so hard for these young people in our society today, peer pressure. Want them to get them to do this and do that, that everybody else is doing it. Why can't you do it? It may be fun for the moment, but come the day of judgment, it won't be. Ecclesiastes, the wise man, I don't know why he didn't do some of the things that he could say from God taught him to do. He didn't do all his life, but seventh chapter, talking about things wise to do. Better to hear the rebuke of a wise man than a man that should hear the songs of fools. Better to be criticized by a wise person that knows God than to be praised by a fool. Another thing it's hard for us to do, especially young people, to understand is major criticism, according to the stature of the person who's giving it, whether it's a Christian person or a person out in the world that wants you to do it their way. Peer pressure. It was bad enough when I grew up, and I'm sure today it's about 100 times worse on these young people than it was then. Peer pressure, outside world that they have to live with and work and live among. First Corinthians, the fourth chapter, we're told that my conscience is clear. People say that my conscience is clear. I don't care. Don't bother me. But that's not what matters. Does it offend the Lord? He's the one that's going to judge you at the judgment day, not me. He's the one to examine all your deeds and our own, what we do. One of the things we need to do is, even in the workplace, is to maintain a clear conscience by being honest and trustworthy. This way you can help shudge off criticism that's unjustified. I used to work with guys that would, if you had to stay out, they would buy a meal for you. They'd pad the bill, just eat steaks that they wouldn't eat on their own just because the company's paying for it. And they kept telling, you're too honest, you don't do that. Well, I'd bought the same thing I'd bought on my own. But that's what they talk about, being Christian, being honest with God. God knows what you're doing about it. Just like our class this morning, we were talking about prayer. God knows what you're going to ask before you ask it. But he wants you to hear it. He wants to hear it from you anyway. God already knows. 1 Peter 4:14. If you're being insulted for being a Christian, then glorify the Son of God. That's considered a privilege to be criticized. What Paul did, Christ did, they were criticized for standing up for their father. You're going to be criticized for your faith in God, young people, for standing up for him out in this world. The peers are going to criticize you, they're going to condemn you. But God has a special blessing for those who stand up for him. A home in heaven is the judgment day. makes all the misery, the pain, and the trials, and the torment of this world nothing. Makes it worthwhile to put up with all that. If you listen to constructive criticism, how do you benefit from that? In Proverbs 15, back in the book of Proverbs, 15th chapter, verses 31 and 32. The ear that hearkeneth to the correction of life shall lodge among the wise. He that refuseth instruction despises his own soul, but he that obeyeth correction getteth understanding. Among the wise, we listen to correction. We get corrected through God's word. That's the criticism that we need if we're doing wrong. But that's really not criticism. That's just correction and instruction. Criticism most of the time comes from us making fun of each other. An article I read the other day on this says, we shortchange our own futures if we reject truthful information about ourselves. Sometimes it's painful to hear the truth, but it's worse to carry on without improvement the day of judgment. Over here a couple pages. Why does people in this world want to criticize each other? Except to make ourselves look better. Paul writing to the Romans. Why do you condemn another Christian, he says. And in there he says, why dost thou condemn thy brother? Or why dost thou despise thy brother? For we all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. We all appear in the same place. Why do we criticize each other, run each other down? Remember, at the day of judgment, each of us is going to stand individually before the judgment seat of God. I can't do it for you, and you can't do it for me. We stand on our own 2 feet before Him for what we've done. You know why I think about this so much? Because this has bothered me all my life. This is what I grew up with. Criticized for everything I tried to do. I did nothing right growing up. So parents, don't do that to your kids. It makes your life miserable. You don't think you amount to too much. My military life was probably the best thing that ever happened to me. It got me away from that, straightened out, to find out I could do something and be worthwhile. It's a hard way to learn, but I learned it. So don't do that to your own. James 4:11. If you criticize each other and condemn each other, you're criticizing and condemning what God has created. Why do we want to put ourselves in that position that we're trying to condemn what God has created? Constructive criticism is good if it helps correct somebody and train them, but we have no right to give them destructive criticism. Romans 14 and 18, we get the impression that how do we prevent criticism that's unjust against us? So if you serve Christ with an attitude that God wants you to have, you please God, and other people will approve of you too. Sometimes, some people will run you down. Matthew 7:1. Short verse, short thoughts, but a lot of strength in it. Stop judging others and you will not be judged. Avoid criticism by avoiding words and actions that warrant criticism. But you got to kick of that with a grain of salt, because if you're a follower of God, some are going to criticize you no matter what happens. Simply because you follow God, people are going to criticize you. How do you minister criticism when you feel it should be given? Well, I'm going to ask you one question. Remember when the Mount of Olives, the Pharisees brought the woman who had been taken adultery to Christ? He sat down and drew pictures on the sand. He wrote on the ground. Then what did he ask them people? Let those who have never sinned throw the first stone. There's not a one of us in here can condemn another person in this room, criticize them, because we've all sinned. We all made mistakes, but with God's grace, we can be corrected. That's why we study His Word and study together. Why do you think Jason made you think about Christ's life upon the cross this morning before we partook of the loaf and the fruit of the vine? Get your mind to thinking about Christ and be with Him, not upon things of this world. That's what keeps us from criticizing so much. So much of the time, we can bring criticism on ourselves. But so much of the peer pressure from people out in the world criticize just because they know that you're doing better right and they're not. When you accuse somebody and say they're wicked without God controlling it, you might be condemning yourselves, because we may do the same thing in a different way. It's always been a thought that I've had for years that before criticizing another for their life, take inventory of our own lives and shortcomings, so that we might approach that person with an humility and understanding and try to listen to what they have to say. I learned years ago the hard way that there's two sides to every story. Somebody will come up to you and say, well, this person did that, you can't have nothing to do with them, do they? Well, that's their side of it, but what's the other person's side of it? Before you make a decision and an opinion, you have to have both sides. You can't do it on one side. First Corinthians 13:5, to help overcome a lot of this problems of not criticizing and picking on people. One of the biggest lessons that we have to learn in this world we live in, and one of the hardest ones to learn, love does not demand its own way. Love is not irritable. It keeps no record of when it has been wronged. One of the hardest things that you will ever learn in life. Because I have been with people and talked to people that somebody offended them, and they said, well, I'll forgive them, but I won't forget it. You didn't forgive them if you don't forget it. Because God does not remember things that you've done to him. If you tell me you won't forget what they've done, you didn't forgive them. So don't even tell me. Because you don't tell God that way. Because God does not remember. Otherwise, there wouldn't be one of us ever get to heaven. If you remembered what we've asked forgiveness for. It's always offered up in love. We should respond to it as love is likewise. Some of the thoughts of, I said, it goes back. It's all through there. If you study the book of Job and different spots, criticism had been through the whole Bible. Yet you have that same thought of criticizing, not using God's word. Remember, talking about criticizing for doing God's word. Remember the Israelite nation when they wandered around in the wilderness, they'd come out of Egypt. What did they do? They got tired of eating manna and eating the quail. They said, Moses, you brought us out here to die in this wilderness. They blamed Moses for doing what God told him to do. Criticized him because he was doing what God told him. So if you're doing what God tells you to do by being his child and getting criticized, think back in history what he had to put up with. They got punished for it. So you can't always be right in everybody's mind. You're not going to always do the right thing to some people. They're not going to think it's right. They're not going to agree with you. Because the devil works in strange ways. I'm going to read you some of the word out of, lesson out of Matthew along with criticizing, because if you judge, you sometimes are criticizing people. But I want to read you a few verses here. Think about if you start to criticizing somebody, what Christ said about this. Judge not that ye be not judged. For what with judgment ye shall be judged, and with what measure you measure, it shall be measured you again. If you criticize somebody, you may get criticized back yourself. Why seest thou the mote that is in thine brother's eye, and perceive not the beam that is in thine own eye? Find a problem with him, but you got a bigger problem? Or how sayest thou to thy brother, suffer me to cast the mote out of thine eye, and behold, the beam is in your own eye? Hypocrite, first cast out the beam that is out of thine own eye, then they can see clearly to cast out the beam out of their brother's eye. That we have to think about when we start criticizing people. We may have bigger problems than they have. You never know. God does. God's the one that knows. I don't know what your problems are. You don't know what mine are. But God knows. He knows every one of them. I'm going to leave you with a thought. As I said, you can find criticism through the whole Bible. This is out of the book of James. Speak not evil one another, brethren. He that speaketh of his brother, or he that condemneth his brother, speaketh the evil of the law and condemneth the law. If thou condemnest the law, thou art not an observer of the law, but a judge. So, Cable, think about that today. Before we start criticizing too much where we're at in our own lives. But you're going to get criticized by sticking up for God. I'm sure of that. Not a one that will not be criticized. Because Christ was criticized. Paul was criticized. Anybody that sticks up for God. Job and all of them that sticks up for God are going to be criticized on this earth. But we don't need to be criticizing each other. We have enough stumbling stones to face in everyday walk of life. So think about that this day. If you're not a child of God, now is the time. Because God is not guaranteed we'll even be here tomorrow. I think about that every morning. Maybe it's because I'm older than age. Say, so wake up. He won't let me wake up another morning like live on this earth. There is nothing on this earth that is worth losing our life to get into heaven. So whatever your desires are today, whatever your problems are, bring them to God. Become a child of His. To be ready for that day of judgment. That you can live in the home of heaven. Whatever your heart desire is, come forward as we stand and sing.